It is time for another edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American. Ruth, what's going on out there?
Well, Saturday was disrupted here in Kent when the fire alarms went off, and there was a call for a barn and maybe structure fire way out on Treasure Hill Road, which is almost on the New Milford line. I was in the midst of going to a memorial service, so I had to delay getting there. But when I did get there, we found a barn just about destroyed. But unfortunately, no one was hurt. That was the main thing. But there were five antique Porsches in that barn that were also destroyed.
Ouch.
Yeah. So, again, the save of all the firemen, and there were crews from all over the place, was a miracle because the house is very close to this barn, if you were to see photos of it. Yeah, it was. We haven't seen a fire like that in quite a while. And again, kudos, of course, to all the firemen and firefighters. But that was the disruption of a quiet Saturday when all sorts of other social events were going on.
And also, you know, it's perfectly. You're trying to pay your respects to somebody. And
yeah. Well, I didn't let that get in the way. I was gonna get to that service and then fire.
You were raised right, and civility really is the glue that holds it all together. So
yeah, you know, there are
you got to do it, and
you have to get your priorities set.
And anybody have an idea of what caused it?
No, the fire marshal said at this point no cause. They did call in the state explosive unit. So, and I guess because. Probably there was gas involved, and they were fearful of that. But I have not heard an update on any cause. But it was, they said, people said you could see, of course, the glow for miles. You know, when they were coming, they could see the flames sprouting up. And we'll hopefully find out eventually, or not, what the cause was. I find a lot of the fires that I cover, they do not know the cause. They just there are so many, I guess, factors.
And often the cause, you know, it's just part of the no cause given, or there's no explanation, or it's assumed but never. Have you ever asked Stan McMillan about that? Just out of curiosity, you know, informally.
About why there's no cause.
About why there is rarely why it's. So
I've never really posed that particular question, no. Ask him, yeah.
It's probably a lot of things, including how much of the site has been destroyed, you know. It's,
because
the more fire and the more it burns down, it gets down to just a pile of ashes. It's going to be kind of difficult to.
And the, you know, the firefighters and the water and trampling the land, all that.
Well, in an old barn too, which is another old barns. I don't know how old this one was, but you know they're basically kindling wood waiting to happen. So
five antique.
But fortunately, again, we always, as long as there's no one hurt, we're fine.
That's the key.
Yeah. So that was also the day of the Cornwall Days, and Cornwall, they had the Rose All Grand Show, which is this incredible art show that's been going on for like 65 years, open to all artists in Cornwall. And they install at Cornwall Consolidated School, and you have all kinds of different artworks. This year was particularly interesting. I interviewed a woman who makes shoes. I mean, not just design, you know, paint shoes. She actually makes them. And I had a fascinating interview with her, learning all about shoes. And she's not a cobbler. She's a, oh boy, now I forget the term.
Shoemaker?
No, there's another name for it.
I didn't know that there's, you know, the old adage, the cobbler's children have no shoes. But what is another name for cobbler?
I will have to tell our readers next week, because I don't have my notes here with me.
But all right, well,
there is another name. She explained it to me, and I should have had that here. Don Heine did a great exhibit. He's doing a photographic exhibit of all the artists in Cornwall, and it's in a work in progress, but it's fascinating to see past and present and all the artists. And as we know, Cornwall is filled with artists, so he's got a great exhibit going there.
Well, for a quick Google search, we net another word for cobbler being bootmaker, shoemaker, so I was right on that one.
What about
shoe repairer?
I've got a
suitor,
corn
weiner. S-O-U-T-E-R.
Yeah, what did you say?
Corn suitor. Weiner.
That's what she said.
Oh, cloggers, another
corn weiner means a shoemaker.
Yeah. Corn waiter, yep.
Corn weiner,
yep.
That's what it was.
That's it.
They always work with new leather. They cord weiners always work with new leather, as distinct from cobblers who repaired and reused old.
Yep, that's what it is. See, we're very. This show is very informative and educational.
Well, I love words, and somebody gave me this great book. It's called The Word Hoard. H-O-R-D, which means something completely different.
I love words too.
I might let you touch it. But
that's
it sits
great.
On the thing in the kitchen, and it doesn't go anywhere.
That's, yep.
And cord weiner is just one of those, like, okay,
that's
not,
the
I'm
word.
I'm going to go find that.
Yep.
That was on the list.
So Cornwall Days also had Taste of Cornwall on Saturday night up at the town green. People, Park and Rec put on, and you have food from A to Z and music and the... bluegrass band.
Right, I was just going to say.
Right. Cornwall was hopping this week. And as interesting, I was also in Cornwall this week. Richard Bramley at the Cornwall Package Store gives out a free beer to all through Appalachian hikers. And he keeps a log, and they all write something in it. And so it's become sort of a destination for those hikers in the know and those who are thirsty. I heard about it. I asked Richard to let me know when somebody came through, and he called me this week, and I went up and had a fascinating interview with a young man from Virginia whose trail name is Medic, because he is an Eagle Scout, and somebody got hurt, really slashed their hand on the trail, and he was able to help them prior to getting them to a medical facility. And so he took on the name Medic. Fascinating discussion. His life was sort of a little topsy-turvy, and he decided he was going to walk the trail. And so by the time you get to Richards, it's 1,400 miles of the 2,200 miles of the trail. He's finding it very interesting. As with most hikers, they are amazed at the trail angels and the trail magic that they find along the way, people who are so receptive and supportive, as is Richard, who gives out water and lets them use the facilities and, as I say, the free beer. So that was a nice, uplifting story. And
it's also a reminder of how... things worked because there's always been that, let's call it underground. There's always been the equivalent of trail angels wherever you are going, anywhere on this planet. They exist.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it wasn't long ago we lost one of those in Salisbury, Maria McCabe Dunce.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was. Oh, they had a place for them to stay and all, and they came there all the time. She's done that for years and years. And
oh, that's really sweet.
Unfortunately, she passed away, I think, about a month and a half ago, I want to say now.
And is there anyone who continues it, or is it just finished?
Well, no, I assume it's just done because it was just her.
Okay. Yeah, there are certain people the hikers will tell you, that's what makes it so special. And I find it fascinating. Anytime I've talked to some of the people hiking and talk why they're doing it and their thoughts, and it goes the gamut. I met a couple who said they were finding a lot of it very monotonous, just tromping through the woods, and others found it spiritual, and others found it, just with a goal to accomplish. So
I find it to be strenuous.
Yes. Well, you can't. You can't even walk from Autosport to
the station. I are not a walker.
Yeah. So that was a nice story, and they played it on the front page of the paper yesterday, which gave it a nice play. So
good.
That was really nice.
Yeah.
Also this week, I visited Housatonic Valley Regional High School, which is going through an extensive renovation, and we had some photos of that. The auditorium and the cafeteria are just shells at the moment. So it's very interesting seeing what they look like without chairs, without tables, without anything, just big hulks. This is part of the $5.6 million project that was approved by voters in January.
Doesn't school start in a couple of weeks?
School starts in a couple of weeks. The cafeteria, they say, they expect that to be done. That pretty much, you need a cafeteria. The auditorium will not be done in time, but they can work around that. You know, just a big room 133, and that's not a tremendous...
Oh, room 133.
Yeah, yes. That's the big meeting room. And then there are the new tennis courts are part of this. Beautiful. Those are complete. If you take a ride down, you can see those have been totally redone. And there's the cupola has been redone, which is a beautiful, that's a real legendary piece of the school. So lots of the school will be nice and bright when kids start coming back. I believe the first day of school is August 27th. Also went to a talk at the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society's first Tuesdays at 7. They had a talk last week on the trolley that went from Canaan to Great Barrington back in the day.
So last week's question was overhead wires, or how did they do it?
It was under the ground.
Okay.
AC/DC.
What happened to them?
Interesting. He showed a picture of the tracks when they took them out in, they were all taken out, obviously. When they were renovating Main Street in Great Barrington, they were digging through and down and found the old tracks had been buried under the underground. And when they started digging, they found them all.
Yeah, that's pretty common. They do that a lot. I bury things under and right on top of it.
And so just keep going up,
building up.
So, and Johanna Hayes was in Cornwall, and she at the Ridgeway Farm. She was there for a campaign, campaign stop, and they had her up on a hay wagon. First time she said she's ever given a speech on a hay wagon, and it was right in the middle of a meadow, and it was a beautiful setting, but she said that was a first for her. Okay, looking ahead, don't forget the primary if you're a Republican, registered Republican.
Sorry to interrupt, but the early voting, and it looks like they had it through the weekend?
They had it through the weekend, and oh my gosh, I stopped in Canaan. They had, I was there maybe on the third day, or second, I don't know. The turnout has been absolutely abysmal. I mean, these people sat there for 12 hours or 10 hours.
I've watched the town hall parking lot, but if there is no event of any sort going on in Sharon, you can pretty much gauge the activity level. And
I don't think they had anybody. Sharon, I had zero. Canaan had a couple of people who came in, a couple of Democrats who didn't realize they couldn't. Some people thought it was they could vote for in the November election this week. I mean, it was just crazy. Everybody I spoke to is really upset because, I mean, the money and the time put in for such a small number of people is non-existent.
That's one of those.
Anybody to call and say, hey, folks, this is stupid?
I really think there's going to be a backlash because it really is absurd. I mean, everybody.
This is your taxpayer dollars at work?
Yeah.
And a lot of them too. I mean, the staff that has to be there
required
to be there.
No, I'm sorry too. I watched on Thursday, I watched on Friday. I was surprised on Saturday. I'm usually alone-ish.
So today there is the Sharon Board of Selectmen, and I don't know how they work it with the primary going on, but I assume it's still on. And looking ahead to the weekend, the Sharon Parks and Rec triathlon, which is always a hoot. That starts early in the morning with a swim, a bike ride, and a run. And they always get a good turnout. People love that event, for those who participate. So we'll be out there, hopefully, first thing Saturday morning.
Well, it sounds like it sounds active and active.
Yes, yes.
So with that, we thank you for your activity, and mostly we thank you for your reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And look forward to look forward to hearing from you again the next time on the next edition of What's Going On Out There, Ruth, with Ruth Epstein of the Republican American on Robin Hood Radio.